7:23 on a Friday morning. Joining us now in our studio is Northfield's program coordinator, Beth Kollestad. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. We were talking, I was talking with Rich earlier this week about the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They issued a report. The UN basically issued a report on the climate changing quite considerably more than they were not optimistic about the. Have you seen that report yet?
Yeah, I have just started to go through it. The big report is like 1,800 pages. The summary document's about 42, so I'm hoping to make it through the summary document.
There's quite a bit to go through, but it really doesn't paint a good picture, I guess, for the future of people on the planet.
Well, it definitely has some scenarios that are less than ideal. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would concur. You know, the good, I guess, news is that some of the scenarios do paint a more optimistic picture. And so that's where we'll have some choices as, mm-hmm. you know, policymakers and people on where things go.
All right. Well, we invited you in to get kind of a local angle on this because as your role of program coordinator, the Climate Action Plan is one of the things I guess you would oversee. Start off with kind of takeaways on you've read a little bit. Do you kind of know the gist of the overall large report and what we can do locally here? Can you make that connection for us?
Yeah, sure. So you know, in Minnesota, we have a statewide. It's not a climate action plan, but what was called the Next Generation Energy Act was adopted in 2007 under Governor Pawlenty. And that set out some goals for the state for greenhouse gas reduction. So our goal for 2025 was a 30% reduction from 2005 levels, and then there was an 80% reduction by 2050. Currently, as a state, we are not on track to meet that. The city of Northfield adopted our own climate action plan in 2019 with two main goals. One is to have 100% carbon-free electricity by 2030, and then the second is to be a carbon-free community by 2040. And by that, we do understand that there will be sequestration and offsets with that. We realize carbon will still exist in our world. But, you know, they're pretty big goals. They're ambitious goals. And trying to figure out how do we get there. And we've been on before and talked a little bit about, some of the different programs that we're working on and trying to promote. The city, and we'll be hearing more about this shortly, we're working on developing a sustainable building policy for some building projects in the community. But also, you know, we've talked a lot about the home energy squad and energy efficiency things people can do in their homes. There's also some stuff around that businesses can do. And so that was one thing I wanted to kind of highlight a little bit today.
Let's talk about that. First of all, when you say you'd like to be a carbon free or carbon neutral, by a certain date, the city, you're talking the city government, the buildings they own, or are we talking all the residents, all the businesses, all of everything? What is the scope and scale of that?
Well, you know, ideally, we would love for it to be the whole community, mm-hmm. And so that has a lot to do with, you know, what is the source of our electricity for the community? Can we transition off of natural gas? Things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Once again, Beth Kollestad is with us. Let's talk about some of those things that you mentioned that businesses can do.
Yeah. And
first of all, what are some of the things?
Right. So, you know, heating, what's your source of electricity and how are you heating and cooling are the two big places where you've got energy. And then obviously some businesses have their operational side to their production or whatever. So, but if you think about the building structures and things itself, so one is to figure out where is your electricity coming from and can you get it in a renewable way? So can you put solar panels on your building? Can you sign up for a community solar garden? Can you work with, so Xcel Energy is the utility for Northfield. Everybody gets their electricity from them here. They have some programs, wind source and some other renewable energy options that people, businesses can subscribe to. So that's one thing. The other is where can you do efficiencies? And actually, I should say the efficiency stuff should come first. So then you're buying the least amount of electricity that you can. So we're going to be working with, or we are working with Minnesota Center for Energy and the Environment. They have some technicians that will come out and do evaluations for businesses for free. They'll do a walk around. We're going to be doing a focus on lighting in the next month or two here. And so it's called the One Stop Program, and they have lighting consultants that will come out and give you a free assessment. You don't have to agree to do anything at that point in time, but they'll give you an inventory about your lighting. They'll help recommend some upgrades, and then they'll help you figure out, okay, who can I go through as a contractor? And they'll help you file the rebates with Xcel Energy, so you can get some great payback there. And between now and the end of September, there's bonus rebates of 25% additional. So if you've ever been thinking about upgrading your lighting to LED lighting, now is a great time to do it.
You know, it sounds like you're definitely leading the horse to water, now getting the, you know, obviously the horse to drink the water. Have you got enough response from the business community and the industries around town? Are you getting some response, feedback on whether they're able to do this or willing to do this or have already done this?
So some businesses have definitely already done this. This program mm-hmm. has been in place since 2000. And so in Northfield, we've had 101 businesses that have already done it. They've gotten almost $400,000 in rebates. And their average payback was about 3.3 years. And let's see, their kilowatt hours of savings, so this is the electricity, is a little over 3 million kilowatt hours of savings for electricity. So so those are some good numbers. I know that, you know, one of the reasons that we asked CE to do the lighting focus, we were going to do what we called a small business blitz back right in March of 2019. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually the day that kind of everything shut down was supposed to be our day to go out and talk to businesses. And so we had sent out postcards, and some businesses did sign up for some help with that. We decided for this one, we're really going to try to push the lighting because it is the easiest low-hanging fruit thing that you can do. I know we have a lot of, you know, smaller restaurants, retail shops, different things like that. Light bulbs are pretty easy, and it's fast for them to come and do the assessment on. So we're going to start there.
All right. Once again, Beth Kollestad is with us. We are talking about some climate issues and how we're working locally to do our part in the whole global situation. Let's talk about the city. I know we've had the city administrator and mayor on talking about some various things that involve within the city and things like changing the car fleet over to more electric and such. How is that going within the city?
Yeah, so we will be looking. We did an assessment last year. We had a grant from Xcel Energy to do an assessment of a portion of our vehicles, and that helped us to understand driving patterns and what vehicles might be good fits for electric vehicles. The electric vehicles are changing so fast right now. You know, a year ago, Ford's Lightning F-150 pickup was not a thing, and now it is, or will be soon. And so we are continually watching to see what vehicles we have for replacement. So our vehicles are on a cycle of, I think it's about every 10 years or so for replacement. And so as those vehicles come up and as we keep updating our capital equipment plan, we are looking at what electric vehicles could be a fit for the city based on the usage and needs. And then we're going to keep working on trying to get those transitioned over.
You had mentioned, let's go back to the business side, that lighting is kind of the low-hanging fruit. Has the second lowest-hanging fruit been identified yet?
Well, I think it's very, you know, dependent on the businesses. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if for like restaurants and things like that, refrigeration units are a big piece of things. But otherwise, it really kind of does depend on your operation. But there are a variety of, whether it's through this one-stop program or there's a few other ways, having an energy audit essentially done is probably the best thing because they'll be able to help you figure out what can we do.
Yeah, that is, there are businesses are very different, very mm-hmm. quite a bit. So each individual business has, I'm sure, their own issues and own ways that they could save.
Yeah.
Beth, what else do we need to know about local efforts here to combat climate change?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things going on. We're going to be doing some work around trees and hopefully around emerald ash borer in the coming year or so. In October, going back to the electric vehicles, mm-hmm. There's going to be an electric vehicle ride and drive. At least that's the plan. October 23rd, and it's going to be over at Greenville School. And this is a partnership between a group called Recharge Minnesota. So they're more of a larger organization. And it's helping to do the coordination. And Northfield Shares is part of that, the Rotary Club, and the city. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have some flyers and info coming out shortly. But if you would like to test drive an electric vehicle, that is going to be an opportunity to do that. Talk to some EV owners. Just get some other information and stats around that.
I'm excited to do that. We had Sarah Nathan on from Northfield Shares and also Richard DeBow from the Rotary Club to promote that.
Yeah.
And for our listeners out there, if you missed that, it's posted on our website. You can see, I think they were on Wednesday. So.
Great.
Great program. Yeah, I can't wait to drive an electric car. I don't think I've driven some of those hybrid ones that are half electric and half gas, which is kind of odd, but they've made so many advances in the years since I had test driven one of those that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be cool. I'm really hoping they can get a Mustang out there. I want to try that one.
they have one of the new Mustangs out. Ford was a sponsor of a golf tournament I was at. Couldn't drive it, but they had it out for a fundraiser. You could see it. It's like, wow, man, it just looks like a modern, cool car.
Mm-hmm.
Only probably doesn't make much noise.
Nope. Put a bell on it.
Or put out any emissions, really, either. All right. Beth, is there anything else we need to know?
I think just, know that there's a million different things people can do there. The city, we have a sustainability page on our website under City Services. Feel free. We try to put as much information there as we can. You can always try to look me up at the city or, just do a Google search of what can I do about climate change, and I'm sure you'll find something.
There'll be something there. Beth, thank you so much for coming in. Certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Beth Kahlstedt, once again with the City of Northfield, the program coordinator for the city. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.